It's like without those ladies, nothing would happen around here. I'll tell you, it's like nothing would happen around here. They are amazing, amazing women, and they are so faithful. And boy, I'll tell you. So let's just pray. God, we just thank you so much for this time. God, be with our pastor back there. Let it be a special time with his mom and aunt today. Probably already have gone to church, and just give him rest and let it be a special time back there, and give him safe travels back here. And God, we ask that you would just come, that we just welcome you into this place. God, we thank you that this is the house of God. This is where you said that you would come and meet us. You said that you want to fellowship with us. And that's why it's called the house of God. And to think that you would allow yourself to come to a place with weak, frail people, have nothing to a certain extent to give to people, and yet you would come to be in their presence and want to minister to us and to pour out your love upon us and give us your heart and show us how much you adore us and give us a whole different perspective of who we are, because we definitely got a poor perspective of our life this week probably. God, just rejuvenate our hearts and our minds of the way you think about us and how much you adore us and can't wait to be with us. And you long to be in our presence. That you just wish you could be with us every moment of every day. And God, we ask that you would come in and just unveil your heart to us today. And just pour out your love. And we thank you, Lord. In your name, amen. For those of you that may not know me online there, my name is Pastor Wheelock, and it's great to be able to be here. It's just amazing to be able to have the opportunity to share this pulpit here, and God is just faithful. And today, I want you to just take a look at Colossians chapter 1. Just such an amazing portion. That song is just how great thou art. I think so many times we get so familiar with that song that we don't realize the majesty and the amazing aspect of how great our God is. I mean, it just brings me back to, you know, the fact that what did God do when he created the heavens and the earth? Did he just take a whole bunch of dirt, you know, and just kind of put it together and form the earth? It's like, no, it doesn't say that, does it? It says that he just spoke a word. He just spoke a word. And it's like, and the earth just showed up. It's like, come on. I mean, that's the God that we have. You know, it's like, and we almost want to lean towards the fact that it's like, oh, it must have been the Big Bang, because how could all those stars get out there? It's like, it had to be something bigger than whatever. It's like, no, God spoke. And the universe, billions and billions and billions of stars, was formed with a breath of his voice. That just blows me away, that there's stars out there that are so big that it's like we are not wouldn't even be like a grain of salt in comparison to these stars. There's stars out there that are 2.7 quadrillion times bigger than we are. That's big. That is really, really, really big. And yet, I mean, just picture it. It's like God says, be there. Okay. See, that is the power of God's words. See, that's the power that's generated in this book. That same power is right here. It's like, we wonder how we're going to make it. It's like, it's right here. It's like, he says, that all we need to do is just say what it is that he said. You said that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. How could that be? It's like, yeah, you are. Because he is in his word, and his word will never return void. I'm getting sidetracked. That song just got me. I tell you, it's like, how great is our God? He's just such a big God. He's just so bigger than any of our situations. He is so much bigger than all these little things that we think that it's like, oh, God, you couldn't possibly do this, could you? It's like, what? What are you talking about? It's like, of course I can. That's what I do. That's who I am. I'm in you. You know, I did this all for you. And it's like, and I love it here in Colossians chapter 1. I get sidetracked. My wife tries to keep me on track here. And I just was thinking about this verse this morning. You know, I've been thinking about this for a while, but it's like, I was just thinking of this verse. It's like, so many times we'll take this, the first part of this verse where it says, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, we think that was before we got saved. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say verse 21. Colossians 1:21. It's like, I think so many times we relate that to, it's like, oh, that's what it was when before I got saved. It's like, so how were you this morning when you got up? And it's like, well, were you just a little bit of an alienated from what was going on? It's like, how many times we have those battles on the way to church, or we have all these things that's going on in our mind, and it's like, and at times, I'm not saying, it's like, we were probably a little bit alienated from who he is and who he was, and it's like, and if it wasn't this morning, it was probably yesterday or the day before, and it's like, and we just, like, really was not, like, in tune with how great our God is. And we were just, like, alienated ourselves from the power and the gracious God that he is towards me, and we didn't see who he really was for me in that moment. And that's fine, because we have moments. But he goes on, he says, but yet now has he reconciled. And I love it. It's like, I'm sorry, but I love this Passion translation. It just, like, boom. It just really just kind of helps you get a perspective of it. It says, even though you were once distant from him. See, that's why I said that. How many times do we distance ourselves from him because we want to kind of do our own thing? And we think that we got it all under wraps, and we know what we're doing. And it's like, yeah, I did that. You know, I know that. Oh, I know that scripture. And it's like, so how come, you know, why are you way over here? It's like, well, you know, it's like, I'm all right. You know, it's just like, you know, you ask, hey, how you doing? I'm doing fine. And it's like, and all hell is going crazy in our brain, right? And it's like, and we do great job at just like, you know, trying to fool ourselves and fool everybody else and say, oh, yeah, I'm doing great. You know, and we think that we are real. It's like, no, we're not really that real at all. It's like we're just trying to, you know, gloss over what it is that's really going on in our life. And God wants to say, hey, I want to come right in. And it's like, and he goes on and he says he wants to reconnect you back to himself. He wants to reconnect us to himself. And it's like, and he released his supernatural peace to you through the sacrifice of his own body as the sin payment on your behalf so that you would dwell in his presence. He did that so what? That we could dwell in his presence? I mean, haven't we ever always heard? It's like, oh, you can never look at God. You could never be in his presence. It's like, he says that he wants to be in you in my presence. You know, well, I don't deserve that. It's like, didn't say that you deserved it. He said that I paid for the sin so that you would be able to be in my presence. And not just in my presence. It says, and now there is nothing between you and Father God, for he sees you as what? Holy? Flawless? Restored? It's like, oh my gosh. It's like, He sees me like that, and he says, yeah, because he wants to be in my presence. He wants to be in every one of our presence, and he wants us to see that. He's like, I see you as holy. But God, you know me. You know what I've done. Yeah, it's like, my son paid for that. And it's like, and I don't understand what you're talking about. And it's like, because my son's blood is enough. My son's blood is enough so that I can see you as holy. Flawless, and the ability to just absolutely redeem us and restore us to perfection that he says that we are. Every moment of every day. And it's like, see, that's our God. I mean, it's like, that just gives us such a hope that it's like, it's beyond what we think that we deserve. But he says, oh, yeah, it's for you. Yeah, you're my children. It's like, I created this world so I could do that for you. I created this world because I wanted each and every one of us to be part of his life, and he wanted to have this incredible relationship with you and me. He didn't have to do that, did he? He's like, I'm sure he's having a great time up there in heaven. But he created you and me because he wanted to be in our presence. And he not just wants us to be in our presence here on earth, he wants us to be for eternity. It's like, this is just a small speck of time. You know, it's like, you know, how many times do we say, oh man, it's like, I'm nobody. It's like, oh, what are you saying about what I did? I mean, just saying my creation was flawed? Are you saying that I did something wrong? How about that, if you switch it around? What would that be like, you know, going to the Father? Oh, I'm so worthy, I don't know why you could. You are my child. How dare you say that you're not my child, and you weren't the perfect person that I created for such a time as this. Oh my, different way to look at things, isn't it? You know, because we get caught up with ourselves. You know, it's like, oh, man, it's like, oh, how could God ever use me? Oh, you just look to see how God wants to use us when we get a glimpse of the fact of how much he loves us that way. I mean, he has such a passion for us. It is just outrageous. I mean, it's just crazy. And it's like, and it's not, it's for every single person right here. It's like, it's not like, it's like, oh, man, Jim's better than this guy. You know, it's like, oh, you know, and Robin's better than this person over here. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna give them more favor. It's like, every one of us have the same thing. Every one of us have the same promises. Every one of us have 7,834 promises that he says, it's yours. And you can grab it anytime you want. And you can take that, and he's like, and you can leap over the moon with that. Because it's like, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do anything because I'm going to empower you, because I'm a God that just speaks a word and says, this is who you are. You're holy. You are perfect. You are flawless. And it's like, God, that's how God can sidetrack again. Oh, God. It's like, I probably got over 60 verses that I want to get out, because it's like, it's just, that's the word of God is what's so powerful. It's just taking the truth, words of truth that he has for us in this book, that is just like so amazing that it could rock our world. And if we could see that, it's like, that's for me. That's for each and every one of us. These truths are for us so that we can flourish in life, so that we can have this hope that goes beyond whatever we could ever imagine it could be. He wants us to live so on a mountain that's so great. And it's like that when we go through the valleys, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember being up there. It's like, man, you held my hand through that time, didn't you? And it's like, and I'm able to go through these valleys with no problem because I know my God is good, because he's taken me to the hilltops. He's taken me to the mountains. He's taken me to places, and I've seen things. It's like, oh, my gosh. It's like, that's impossible. And it's like, he wants us to be remembered about what it is that we can be with him, that close with him in the valleys. See, it's like, he doesn't give us the valleys to try to, you know, beat us into submission. He's like, the valleys are there so that we can bask in what it is that he's done for us. And that take the truth that he says, he's like, yep, yeah, that's who you are. You know, I did that just for you. You know, it's like, oh, man, yeah, you failed it. That was really crazy what you did. It's like, but, you know, it's like, I don't remember that. It's like, I think I told you that your sins and iniquities are as far as the east is from the west. Isn't that true? You know, he doesn't keep on bringing them up into our face. You know, we love to try to say, well, if God is that great, it's like he'll remember everything I did. So he's a liar. He's a liar. That's, we might as well just tell him to his face he's a liar, because how could you possibly do that? You know everything, so of course you remember what I did last week. No, my son's blood was amazing, and it was perfect. And it's like, and I don't need to put him on the cross for you, because I already did it once. I did it once, and that was all I needed to do it, because he was the perfect sacrifice for every single one of us. The perfect sacrifice. It's like, oh my gosh. It can't get any better. Sidetracked. You have to understand, it's just so many things. You know, it's like, some of you get the chance to be up here and you realize that it's like, oh man, it's like, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? You know, it's like, because there's so many things. I mean, it's like, there's so many directions. There's so many things. It's like, because God is so good. He is so good. You know, and the thing is he wants us to see that we have this incredible hope that he has for us. It doesn't matter what crazy situation and what it is that we're going through right now. It's like, the hope is so much more powerful than that situation. It's like, I'm sorry. It's like, we can't go deep enough to get away from him, and we can't go high enough to get away from him. It's like, it doesn't matter how bad, how crazy, it's like, he's there. And it's like, and it's not like he's just saying, oh, I'll leave you for a little bit. And it's like, no, he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you ever. He'll never leave us. And it's a triple connotation. It's like, I'll never, no, never, no, never, ever leave you or forsake you. Yeah, but what he's like, I said, I will not ever leave you or forsake you. And it's like, oh, just such a good God. Hope. See, like, it's, hope is confident expectation of God's goodness to all of us, and is something that is an unshakable confidence that he has in the plan for you and my life. An unshakable confidence that he wants us to realize that it's for you and me every moment of every life. This hope that when we get into a situation, it's like, man, I don't know how this could ever change. It's like, oh, it's like, it's a hope. There's a hope there that's just absolutely amazing. You know, I mean, how many times have we heard from, you know, our family and different people, it's like, oh, don't get your hopes up. It's like, you know, you don't want to have your, you know, get dashed or whatever. You know, it's like, oh, well, you never know what's going to happen. You know, and how many times have we given that, you know, great expectation to people? Oh, don't get your hope up, you know. It's like, something may change, you know. It's like, man, God says, get your hopes up. I mean, it's like, there's not one verse that I could find that said, take your hope down a little bit. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, that's just a little bit too much. You know, come on. Don't, you know, it's like, doesn't that sound absurd? You know, and that's what he said. It's like, get your hopes up, because I'm the greatest thing in all the world. And it's like, and nothing can stop me. Nothing can keep you from my love. Nothing can separate you from me. And it's like, there's nothing heights or depths or angels or principalities or powers that will ever separate us from the love of God. And it's like, and I don't care what the enemy tries to paint and put in our minds, he's for us. So who can be against us? I mean, oh my gosh. He's this awesome God that is like, does not know how to quit. He just doesn't know how to quit. Oh, God, it's like, there's so many verses I want to read here. Oh, man, because there's just so many amazing truths here. And it's like, and let me, because if I don't read this now, I won't. And it's like, but I think it's such an amazing picture of every one of us and how it is that we think sometimes. And some of you maybe have heard this story, but I thought it was just so unique. It's called The Cracked Pot. Some of you may have heard that one, but I thought it was such an amazing example of who God is and what he does in our life. You know, it says, there once lived a water carrier, and every morning as soon as the sun rose, she walked from her home to collect water in two earthen vessels that hung from her from this long pole that she carried across her shoulders. One pot was perfectly formed. The other, although the same shape and size as its counterpart, had a crack in its side. So whenever they returned to the water carrier's house, it was only ever half full. You been there? Been there, haven't we? Half full? For years, the water carrier repeated her journey to and from her house, collecting water from the river. As the years passed by, the cracked pot, I keep on saying crackpot, but anyways, we're crackpots, all right, created a story in his head. I love how it words it. It's like it started to create a story in his head about its level of worthiness and inability to properly perform the job for which it had been created. You ever thought that way? And it says, eventually, the pain and shame that it felt about its own perceived imperfections became too much for it to bear. So one day, as the water carrier knelt beside the river and began her usual task of filling the pots with water, the cracked pot found its voice. Ever had that happen before? Find your voice? Need to vent a little bit? You know, it's like, find your voice? And said, I am so sorry. For years and years, I have watched you fill me with water, and I can only imagine what a fruitless task it must be for you. Isn't that something? You know, it's like, because she started thinking about, you know, it's like, can't be anything good about me, because look at what's going on. And he says, whenever we return home, I am only ever half full. While in comparison, we never do that, do we? The other pot is perfect. Rarely does it lose a drop of water on our long walk back to our home, but me, myself, and I, it's like, are far from perfect. This crack on my side, not only does it cause me so much hurt and shame, life, isn't that amazing? Hurt and shame. It says, but it must also cause you to want to get rid of me. Ever thought that way before? Surely I am only making this long, arduous job that you do each day that much more difficult. So this pot is trying to tell, you know, the one that's carrying, it's like, oh, I'm just making this job so much more, you know, unworthy for you to do. I mean, arduous. I mean, it's like, you know, this is really going to be causing you all kinds of trouble. And he says, and I can understand you getting rid of me. And it's like, so what was amazing is that the water carrier listened to these words with both care and comparison. Listen to the heart. It's like, here's the father's heart. The cracked pot story of unworthiness and shame was not one that she recognized. She didn't even consider that. She didn't even recognize it, that this cracked pot was a problem. It was a perfect solution. And it's so he says, she knew about the crack, but she did not see it as an imperfection or as something that was made less worthy than the other pot that hung from her shoulder. Nothing different. And it's like, puzzled, the crackpot wonder, let's see, oh, I'm sorry. So gently she turned to the pot and said, "On our return walk home, I want you to look up to the side of you. For too long, it would seem, you have been looking down, comparing yourself to others, and not noticing how you and the crack that you have in your side has brought untold beauty into my life." Different perspective. Totally different perspective. Puzzled, the cracked pot wondered what on earth her words meant. She seemed to be suggesting that its story of lack, unworthiness, and shame was in some way faulty. It was definitely a faulty thought. It's like, as to how this could be, it could not comprehend. Boy, have we ever thought that way? We just can't comprehend that God would love us the way we do. It's like, man, I have all these flaws. I have all these things. It's like, you are perfect. You are just exactly the way I created you. And it says, however, the cracked pot trusted the water carrier. It occurred to it that in all the time that it had journeyed with her, she had never said a harsh word, never scorned or ridiculed it, but always shown a sense of gratefulness and care when filling it with water. Didn't have any different perspective than the other one that was perfect. Nothing. So on the return home, it heeded the water carrier's word. It looked up and it looked out in its former depressed state. It had not noticed that along the path that they had traveled, there was a dazzling array of beauty and color and life. The water carrier, in her wisdom, knowing of the crack in the pot's side, had sprinkled seeds along the path. These seeds were duly watered every day as a result of the crack in the pot's side. And the pot in the path that had once been barren and devoid of life was now resplendent with an array of beautiful wildflowers. See, who's to say what God's going to do with our imperfections? So now the cracked pot understood. Now the cracked pot began to see itself in a new light. Now it understood that indeed it had been telling itself a faulty story. Have we been telling ourselves a faulty story? Boy, you can go to it. If its experience of being a cracked pot was going to change, then it would have to change the story that it was telling itself. See, how many times do we need to change the story that we've been telling ourselves? See, that's why it is a thing where we need to be in the Word of God. We need to be in fellowship. We need to be around people. We need to find ways to purpose to be able to have God speaking into our life and giving us truth and giving us words of life day in and day out. We can't make it on today. I'm sorry, but we can't just make it one day a week or one evening a week. It just doesn't work. You know, it's like how many of us could make it on one meal a week? You know, we just would not make it. I know I wouldn't make it. You know, I mean, there's some that, you know, it's like, oh, man, that would really help me. It's like, yeah, really? You know, and it's like, how's that doing? You know, it's like we just couldn't survive on one meal. And we think and we wonder why it is we're struggling. And we're wondering why our story is so faulty. We wonder why it's like the things that we think and all the things that's going on in my life. It's like, I just haven't eaten. I haven't nourished myself. I haven't refreshed myself with words of life. I haven't taken the time. It's like we are what we give ourselves to. It's like if we want something, we will do anything to get it. We'll do anything to get it. We will work extra hours. We will do everything in our power to get what we want. Do we want him? Do we want a life that is just like overwhelming? Like it's like, oh my gosh, God, my life is in your hands. It's like day in and day out. God, thank you. That it's like you've made me worthy, that you've made me one that is set apart unto you, that it's like nothing can separate me from you. God, thank you that every day I can live and I can have an abundant life of grace and truth and hope every moment of every day. Why do you think he says to pray without ceasing? You know, we just say, yeah, as if I could pray all the time. And it's like he's wanting us to have this amazing attitude of, God, I'm here. You know, it's like, here I am. You know, it's like, what do you have for me today? Oh, God, it's like, I don't know how to deal with this situation, with this. And it's like, I know I need to be able to cut this thing a particular way, but I don't even know how to do it, God. It's like, and I'm a good carpenter, God, but you're a better carpenter. And it's like, and you can give me wisdom how I can do this. You know, and the thing is so many times we get so cocky in who we are, and we miss out on the fact that I'm here. You could ask me how to do that. You could ask me for help. That's what I'm here for. You know, it's like, I'm your helper. I'm your comforter. I'm right here. It's like, you can just ask me, oh, I got this. I got it. You know, I'm fine. And then we wonder why. We just wonder why that I'm in the predicament that I'm in and why I have this chip on my shoulder. And it's like, and somebody just pushes my button. It's like, and I'm going to just take the heads off. And we wonder why we have an attitude like that. And it's like, where's my heart? Oh, my gosh. It's like, God, it's like, you are so faithful. You are so for me. And he'll never say, where you been? He'll never say that. He'll never condemn us. It's like, say, wow, I miss you this morning. I just couldn't wait for you to get up and spend time with me with devotions. I know that you're in a hurry. Yeah, I know that you got to get to work and you get up too late. And it's like, I can't wait to catch you at lunchtime. And it's like, oh yeah, it's like you just kind of crammed down that food, you know, I missed you then. You know, maybe tonight. It's like, yeah, they'll spend some time with me. And it's like, oh, you know, it's like we rush to get home and turn on the TV so I can fill my mind with all kinds of baloney and all kinds of distractions and all this stuff that's going on in the world. And, oh, it's such a terrible world. And, oh, my gosh, everybody's going to hell in a handbasket. And it's like, and all the news just tells us all this stuff. And it's like, and I wonder why my head is just spinning around. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I got to go to bed. Oh, I was really hoping to spend some time with you. Oh, I was really hoping to spend some time with you. I long to be in your presence. Oh, I long to be with you. It's like I wanted to give you so much hope today because there's just so much that I've got for you. Getting sidetracked again. God is good though. It's my wife knows I have to get on track. But Hebrews 6:18-19 says, and this is where we find strength and comfort. For he empowers us to seize what has already been established ahead of time, an unshakable hope. That's something that was established before we were born. It was established for you and me, an unshakable hope. Unbelievable. 19 says, and we have this certain hope like a strong, unbreakable anchor holding our souls to God himself. I mean, he holds us to himself. It's like, oh my gosh, it's like our anchor of hope is fastened to the mercy seat in the heavenly realm beyond the sacred threshold. It's like we have this anchor that is like securing us to be right there with him. It's like, oh my gosh. It's like, really? Yeah. Yeah, it's right there. It's Hebrews 6:18-19. It's like, that's a hope for us. That's a promise for us every single day, an unshakable hope. And it's like, he wants to just giveth us this amazing expectation. Psalms 38, 15, Lord, the only thing I can do is wait and put my hope in you. I wait for your help, my God. He wants us to, and I haven't looked up at that thing, so. That thing's an hour off, isn't it? Okay. Just thought about that. It's like, okay. Rick would be back there if I get too close. He'll wave me down. But he wants us to have this great expectation, not this, don't get your hopes up. He wants us to have this great expectation. He wants to have this expectation that is going to give us the zeal of the Lord with justice, salvation, and an outpouring of his Holy Spirit. He wants to just pour that into us in Isaiah 59, 15 through 21. I would love to read that whole thing, but it's like, read it for yourself. Isaiah 59, 15 through 21. And it's like in verse 16, it says, therefore he himself stepped into to save you through his mighty power and justice. He saves us with his mighty power and gives us his justice. He wants us to expect his presence. See, he wants us to realize that it's like, hey, I'm going to stick closer to you than a brother. He's like, you can't get rid of me. I'm right here. He's like, you can ostracize me if you want, but it's like, but I'm right here. And it's like, he says in Isaiah 60, verse 1, arise from your spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with glory and brilliance of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory and the brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. See, this is something that he has, that's for us, that he wants to continually impart it into our life. So we can have him, you know, expect to have him, you know, with what is going on in our life to shine a light on our path, to direct our steps. And Proverbs 4:18, it says, but the lovers of God walk on the highway of light. Isn't that amazing how that put that? And it's like, and their way shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. He wants to shine a light on our path. He wants to give us direction in our life. And in Ephesians 5:8, he says, once your life was full of sin's darkness, but now you have the very light of our Lord shining through you because of your union with him. We have light shining through us because he is in union with us. He's living inside of us. And he says that your mission is to live as a children flooded with his revelation life. We can give people revelation life that are around us. It's like, see, that's why he has us in all kinds of places. It's like, see, there's only going to be maybe 3 or 4 or 5 people that will be up here on this stage. That's probably all there'll ever be in this big crowd. But it's like, but God says in his infinite wisdom, it's like, I have you, though, in the workplace that, you know, they're not going to come and hear somebody preach. And I have you in the workplace. And I have you, you know, working, you know, in media. And it's like, and you can be effective in the media. And it's like, and you can be effective in arts and entertainment. And it's like, and you can be a school teacher, and you can train up kids, not the way they are trying to do today, but it's like, you can train up kids. He said, because you have this revelation life that's inside of you that can impart something to everybody around us. You know, but what the world is trying to do, it's like, oh, don't preach to me. It's like, you don't have to preach to them. It's like, what's this revelation light that's just radiating out of us because of the glory that he wants to have, just that he constantly imparts into our life so that they look at us and say, what is different with you? What? How come you don't get upset about all these? It's like, because there's something inside of me. Let me tell you. It's like, I have a great God. It's like, and we have the opportunity to have influence in all these different places. I mean, it's like, who would have ever thought? You know, it's like amazing. I heard this great story the other night. It's like this guy was told that he was going to go into Indonesia, and it's like, and he was going to go into the dark places, and it's like, and not too long ago, he had gone there about 15 times, and just unbelievable how so many people are getting saved. I mean, just multitudes of people's lives are getting touched. And it's like, and he goes through customs. And as he's going through customs, it's like there's a green light and a red light. And it's like, and they pass this thing through it, and it's like, woo, red light came up. It's like, oh, no, put that thing through there again. And it's like, went through it, red light. Do that again. It's like, what the heck?
And it's like, all of a sudden, out of the side door there, two armed guards come over. It's like, you're going with us. And it's like, no, I'm not going to go with you. He's like, I'm supposed to be getting out of here, you know? And it's like, no, you're going with us. And they take him into the small room, and it's like, hey, we know about you. We've got all kinds of, and has this big file, and has all these pictures of him and thousands of people that have been getting saved. And it's like, and have these, all these things. He's like, you're not coming back into this country again. It's like, if you come back into this country, you will not be found. It's like, okay. So he ends up leaving, and it's like you can imagine what that is. It's like God just has this call in your life to go to Indonesia, you know. And it's like, and all of a sudden, this door shuts, or at least you think it shuts. And it's like, so he's at this meeting, and he's just wondering what he's gonna do with it. And he's like, man, I know I'm not able to come back in the country, you know. And it's like, and he goes to this meeting, and this guy comes up to him and says, taps on his shoulder. He said, hey, I've got a word for you. It's like, you have an open door to come back into this country, and you'll never have a problem at customs again. And it's like, what? He went back doing his own thing, you know, just trying to speak or whatever. And he comes back and taps on his shoulder again. He's like, you didn't hear me. You're not going to have a problem coming back into this country again. Oh, okay. Yeah, right. And it's like, and this is a little guy, you know, and so... He comes back over again, taps on his shoulder. It's like, you didn't listen to what I said. You are not going to have a problem coming back into Indonesia again. It's like, okay. So who are you anyways? He's like, I own the airport. And you don't have a problem coming into this country ever again. And by the way, we will give you the red carpet treatment when you come back into this country again. It's like, okay. So it's like, I gotta check this out, he says. And he just took a short flight over to another country and came back. Sure enough, he was the last one off the plane. And it's like, and there was this line, and it's like, and there was this guy that had this hat, because I can't remember the hat that he had, this Blue Jays or something like that on it. And he said, hey, you come with me, Sam. And it's like, me? It's like, yeah. And it's like, and everybody kind of off on the side. He's just walking down. Everybody's wondering who this guy is. And it's like, and he's walking along. He says, hey, have you looked down to see what's there? He says, red carpet. You're getting the red carpet treatment every time you come into this country. See, what is it the enemy wanted to do? He wanted to stop him from coming into that country. But God's way bigger than that. God, years before, had told that man to buy that airport, because I have people that I want to have fly into this country to change this country. And it's like, and you're going to do that. And he did. See, who's to say what God doesn't do for us, and we don't even know what the heck is going on? We don't know what's behind it all. He had no clue that this guy bought the airport and it wouldn't be an issue. But it's like, how many times do we come up against situations and it's like, man, this is hopeless. It's like, how am I going to be here to deal with this? It's like, oh, I got plans. I got people in high places. I'm getting sidetracked again. We also have, he also wants us to understand and have this expectation of joy that he wants to raise up inside of our life. You know, it's like Nehemiah 8:10. You know, it's like, it says, do not be worried, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. It's like, it's strong. It's not weak. It's a stronghold for us so that we can have this amazing life that is like, it can be my strength, that he can give me joy and a contentment in the midst of my crazy situation. Psalms 31:24, be strong and let your heart take courage. All you who wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. He's like, what are we expecting today? Are we expecting, I'll just barely make it? It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what are we going to do in this situation. What am I expecting for? What am I expecting? Am I expecting something from God? Am I expecting something that God can do just outrageous? Or am I just going to settle back on, oh, well, this is always the way it's going to be. This is what's going to probably happen. Yep, it's happened every time. So I'm just going to expect that it just can't get good. Psalm 16:11, because of you, I know the path of life. As I taste the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right side, I experience divine pleasures forevermore. He wants to be with me. John 15:11, my purpose for telling you these things is so that the joy that I experience will fill your hearts to just underflowing gladness. Now overflowing. You know, he doesn't give us just enough to get by. He says he wants to give us overflowing gladness. Overflowing. He is a God of abundance, not of just a little bit. He is a God of abundance for our life. He also wants us to expect that we can have favor in our life. We can have favor because of who we are. It's like, well, you know, why would it's like because he says in Psalms 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows grace and favor and honor, and no good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. So it's like he has favor that he bestows on us. Lamentations 3:24, the Lord is my portion and my inheritance, says that my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him and wait expectantly for him. Hebrews 11:1, now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. It's a proof for us. Psalm 62:5, God, the one and only, I'll wait as long as he says, everything I hope for comes from him. So why not? He's solid rock under my feet, breathing room for my soul, and an impregnable castle I'm set for life. The word of God, words of truth. It's Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans that I have for you. It says, the Lord, plans of peace and of well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Not to just let us get by, not just try to suffer a little bit more. And it's like, yeah, we can know him in the midst of the suffering, but it's like he wants to give us a future and a hope. Isaiah 40:31, those who wait on the Lord, who expect, who look for and hope in him will regain strength and renew their power. They will be lifted up as wings and they will rise up close to God like eagles rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Why? He is with us. He is my strength. I'm waiting and expecting him to do something way beyond what I can think of do. Psalms 42:11. So I say to my soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be disturbed. A little story there, remember? For I know my God will break through for me. Then I'll have plenty of reasons to praise him over again. Yes, he is my saving grace. I have great reasons to praise him. I have all kinds of reasons to thank God for what it is he's doing in my life. Hebrews 10:23. I told you I had a few verses. So now wrap your hearts tightly around hope that lives within you, knowing that God always keeps his promises. He always keeps his promises. If he's promised you something, nothing can change that. Yeah, there's going to be circumstances and things going on around us. You know, it's like, but it's not going to change the fact his promises are true and faithful. Psalms 25:5, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you and you only, I wait and hope expectantly all day long. That's where my hope is. That's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting him to do something amazing in my life. Psalms 33:18, the eyes of the Lord are upon even the weakest worshipers. Boy, do we feel weak at times? How many times do we feel we just don't have it? We just don't have the strength. It's like he has strength for those that are weak. And it's like who love him, those who wait in hope and expectation for the strong, steady love of God. Strong, steady love of God. Second Corinthians 12:8, it says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to relieve me of this, but he answered me, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. See, so many times we say, oh yeah, but I'm just so weak. It's like, ah, that's a blessing in disguise. Because what does he do? He gives us strength even in our weakness. He says, so I will celebrate my weaknesses. Celebrate your weaknesses? Are you kidding me? This is Paul saying this. He says, so when I am weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. Because it's not about me. It's about him. Oh my gosh. And it's like, so I'm not defeated by my weakness, but delighted. For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made strong. I'm made stronger even when we're weak. Made stronger, for my weakness becomes a, I love how he put it, becomes a portal to God's power. Imagine that. He's like, he wants to just open up this portal for us in the middle of our strength, in the middle of our the craziness that's going on. He's like, I'm your strength. Yeah, I'm going to be with you. He's like, I'll never leave you. Yep, I'm right there. It's like, but I'm so weak. It's like, oh, man, so I'm going to make you strong because you're going to have to trust me and not in your arm of the flesh. We have this amazing opportunity to trust him even when it seems like it's impossible. Psalms 33:22, let your mercy and loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us in proportion to our waiting and hoping in you. Romans 5:5, this hope is not a disappointing fantasy because we can now experience the endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in you and me. We have this amazing cascading love just wants to endlessly pour into our life, to give us an expectation that's way beyond what we could ever imagine. I mean, just this incredible possibility that God, thank you, if you're for me, nothing can stop me. There's nothing can stop me. And it's like, we have this great, incredible, massive God that's just not one that we just can't, you know, come close to. It's like, no, it's like, I love you. And it's like, and I'm with you, and I'm inside of you. And it's like, if that's not enough, my Son is there too, and my Holy Spirit is there to do my good pleasure. And it's like, and when you're weak, my Holy Spirit will pray with groanings that can't be uttered for you and me. When we think that we can't make it, oh, Holy Spirit's right there. And he's just, oh, God, he just needs you. I just need to fill him. I need to show them how much that you are right there and bring his presence right into my situation. Bring this hope that is just beyond what I could ever fathom. God, thank you that is the God that's inside of us, that loves us, that created us, that gave us the opportunity to reveal this amazing, powerful God to those around us because of what he's done in our life. We have so much to offer. We have so much to give because of what he's given to us. Amen? Boy, God, we just thank you so much for today. Thank you for what you're doing in our life. Thank you that you have a hope that just it cannot be exhausted. It can't be squashed, it can't be shaken. God, thank you that your hope is alive and real today in every one of our lives. And God, we thank you for what you're doing for us and through us. And God, that you would just guide my life. Guard our hearts. Show us who you are in such an amazing way. And let your life just be proven in and through each and every one of us. And we just thank you, God. And if there's anyone that doesn't know you, God, here's what such an opportunity for somebody just to get to know a living and loving God that will just never give up on us. And if you want to receive Jesus Christ, just say this simple prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and live. Show me this hope. Show me your glory. Show me that you've forgiven me and you've taken away all the stuff in my past, that I'm a new creation. And it's like, and all these old things are passed away. And that you would just come in and just reveal yourself to me and your name, Lord. Amen. And if you did that, you know, it's like either you could go and see one of the deacons, because now every one of the deacons has a little thing hanging around them. And it's like, and you can see them. You can ask them questions. You know, it's like if you have a question or you're wondering about something, talk to one of them. You know, and get to know some of the different ones that we have here. Amen. Hey, love you. You have an awesome day.